producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jones, final segment with Larry Elder. Then I'm going to give the number out and start taking your calls here in this third and final hour. Don't forget the nightly news is back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Larry, I look at Iraq. I understand that Saddam was put in by the CIA. He actually stabilized the country. They had movie theaters, music on the radio, women could go to college. That seems like a reasonable policy, going back to Eisenhower, Kennedy, right through with Reagan. Then you get rid of Saddam. I understand it's all a quagmire. Iraq probably should have been in three pieces to begin with. It never was one country. That's a long story to get into. All I know is the Arab Spring, Al Gore's called for basically a democratic spring here. They've been working with the radical Islamic groups. Saudi Arabia is trying to basically take over different areas. They're behind a lot of this. And I just think it's so Machiavellian now that there really is no side. It's a total nightmare. Go ahead and make your point.
It is a total nightmare, Alex. And ultimately, every single country that you talked about, their leadership is going to fall. Ultimately, Saudi Arabia is going to fall. Ultimately, all these countries are going to fall. It may be 100 years. It may be 200 years. But eventually, I believe that people want to be left alone and that people want to be free, even these people over there. Here was the theory. The theory was that Saddam Hussein had stockpiled the WMD, and God forbid he should hand it off, or maybe a terrorist to steal one and make what happened on 9/11 look like a picnic. So the idea is to go in there, first of all, tell Saddam to get rid of his stuff. You got 15 months to do it. He didn't do it. United Nations gave him a resolution. House, Senate gave him a resolution. A coalition of 30 nations. We go in there. We get rid of the guy. We stabilize the country. Lots of mistakes were made, to be sure. It took longer than we thought, more expensive than we thought, more lives lost than we thought, but the country was stabilized. The economy was growing. And for the first time, people in the Arab world were going, I guess it's not the nasty Jews. I guess it's not America that's oppressing us. I guess it's our own countries. Maybe we ought to turn to our own leadership and do a change. That's what's the hope. Now, that may not have happened ultimately, but we don't know because Obama pulled out before he had a chance to take root. It took a long time for our country to become stable. How do you expect that country to become stable in just 10 years? It takes a long time. We should have been patient. We're still in South Korea. We're still in Europe. We should still be in Iraq, but we're not because we have a president that lacks a vision, that doesn't get it, that calls the war on terror an overseas contingency operation. He truly believes that we stuck a stick in the eye of the Muslim and Arab world. Had we not done that, they wouldn't be pissed off at it. They don't understand that there is a radical element within that part of the country, in that religion, that wants us destroyed, and if we don't destroy them, they will destroy us.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, it's just like the Democrats preach this message that every problem in the black community is because of some white person, when white people can barely run their own lives as well, and every statistic shows the culture period in America is degenerating. And meanwhile, you've got in these Arab countries constant infighting, constant corruption, and then all these different Muslim groups, Shiite and Sunni, killing each other. And at the end of the day, they always end up blaming somebody else. And I think the heart of this is these cultures never had a chance to have their own 1776 and to ever have a shot at their own free market and their own open economy. But the West is in there trying to destabilize. You've got some moves to stabilize, like in the Eisenhower era. You've got other groups that want to destabilize in the CIA. So I think it's a little bit of both. The argument is, can you get the Arabs to be peaceful and live in peace, or do you just destabilize them so they don't come attack you?
What I think you do is make sure that you put a force there so that we fight them over there and not fight them over there. I have a lot of friends who fought in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and they said at the very least, we're killing a whole bunch of bad guys. Better to kill them over there than the streets of Milwaukee, the streets of Chicago, the streets of Washington, D.C.
Well, we know this. The southern border's wide open, and when there's a big terror attack in this country, will any of these open border people get the blame, Larry Elder?
Well, they certainly should get the blame, and they should look right in the mirror. If we get attacked again, and it's just a question of time before we do.
All right, Larry Elder, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate your insight.
My pleasure, Alex.
We'll be right back with your phone calls and a bunch of news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live broadcasting worldwide on over 160 AM and FM affiliates. The internet at InfoWars.com with the free audio and video feeds and the free podcast. PrisonPlanet.com and, of course, the nightly news and more available at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Now it's time for everybody to get a piece of the action today. Open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree, open phones, toll-free number to discuss anything we've talked about in the last 2 hours or anything we're about to get to. The number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I mentioned this at the start of the broadcast today, but hadn't gotten to it yet. This is some excerpts of it. Breitbart had the headline, Farrakhan attacks Arabs, Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites in Ferguson rant. During his latest sermon for the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan addressed the protest and controversy surrounding Ferguson, Missouri. Police officer Darren Wilson, who fatally shot Michael Brown. And he went on to make the point that Ferguson's 67% black. Why are there so few blacks in leadership positions? I would ask the black folks that. Are you saying there's election fraud? Or are you not voting? Because there is election fraud nationally. It's not total, but it's there. That's been proven. But then everybody should sit there and get exit polls and show how everybody voted at each precinct and show there's fraud. And there's ways to do this. And then you can take your town back. We just had Larry Elder on last hour, who's a black broadcaster, and he was pointing out that you've got areas where cities are majority black run, and you have just as many black people statistically getting shot or more under black leadership. I'm not here apologizing for the establishment of the police. I know this, though. The economic and cultural degeneration we're seeing is hitting everybody. And if we make it about black or white or cop versus citizen, all that does is play into the balkanization. We've got to realize why America is going in the wrong direction. Get back to the republic. Again, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here is some of those clips of Louis Farrakhan talking about the Ferguson situation. It's starting to wind down, but if they don't charge the cop, there's been renewed threats of violence. Here it is.
With 67% of black people, you got to live under a white mayor. With 67% of black people, you can't make the laws that govern that town. Now, if that's the condition, let me set the stage for Michael Brown. See, I don't know about the store that they say he strong-armed somebody and took some cigars. But I know this. I'm coming to Chicago. This is where I'm going to close. When you live in the hood, you don't control no economics. So you've got Arab store owners that don't give a damn about you. Have no respect for you. You got Koreans, you got Chinese, you got Indians, you got other people all in our community taking the money out but not giving a damn thing to this community. I imagine that blacks in under those conditions suffer every day. But not one time did they break a window. There's been over, I think, 300 arrests of black people in that city, and just under 40 whites have been arrested. You see the picture? But
you know, I've got a question for Louis Farrakhan, and this is a real question because I'm not just here to fight with people. I can score political points with Louis Farrakhan. He's very unpopular with a lot of people, the majority of Americans, but popular with some. And just attacking. But he puts out a pretty good newspaper that exposes the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and vaccines. He talks about black people shopping locally. Not even so much if it's just blacks shopping with blacks, but that's good. But starting your own businesses and supporting them. That makes sense. I say shop with farmers markets and local communities. I go in black-owned barbecue places. Why, back when I lived more south Austin, I went to black-owned barbershop because they had cheap, good, quick haircuts. It's got to be 20 years ago. But I tell you, race relations are so bad now, you try to go in a lot of black areas, they'll tell you, get your butt out of there. Or ask you, what are you doing in here? And you see, when things get so tribal, ladies and gentlemen, across the board, with whites, blacks, whatever, whites are going to stay back from blacks, not because they dislike black people, but because they're scared. And Louis Farrakhan liked what I said when I got in Piers Morgan's face and said that was a good message that we wouldn't turn our guns in. That's the weird thing about him. He says a lot of stuff that I agree with and a lot I don't agree with. Let me tell you what I don't agree with Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan listens to the show. We've talked to their people, tried to get him on the show. They listen. Why would you blame Arab and Chinese shopkeepers, who I agree are coming into your predominant, you know, neighborhoods that you were forced into, you know, 100 years ago, and they're there taking the money, a lot of it out. You know, they probably live 10 miles away because there's a market there. No one's starting a business there. No one's starting a shop there. Big corporations aren't because they, you try to. People say, what are you gentrifying things for? And people get mad at that. So it just becomes this thing where everything is seen as bad, so nothing can be accepted, nothing can make things any better. And Louis Farrakhan does preach for blacks to start their own businesses and support them, and that's a good thing, but where are they? Where are they? Because if the blacks shopped only at black-owned shops, and those black-owned shops gave them the products they wanted, then you would have black communities again. By the way, before segregation ended, I'm not defending segregation. The media always says, somebody brings this up, you're defending it. No, I'm not. I'm talking about facts here. They replaced one evil with another. Blacks did own their own shops, their own restaurants, their own hotels, their own bars, their own country clubs, their own everything. And they were getting extremely economically powerful, their own universities. And so the Democratic Party of the Ku Klux Klan, this is all on record, there's LBJ letters, came in and took it over and brought money in and community organizers and took you over and did a job on you. And now they're going to do a job on everybody else. With a gangster, sick, you know, murder, cop killer culture, so that the whole country becomes a giant prison. That's the game plan. You want to be successful? Learn how to be polite, learn how to be honorable, learn how to dress nice, learn how to show up on work on time, and you will rise in this society, period. May take 5 years, may take 10 years. But not if you get a big fat criminal record, which they want you to get. Yeah, the system's predatory. Yeah, the system wants to destabilize the black community. And I'm talking to Larry Elder, I can see from his perspective what he's saying about Iraq, because he believes in the system. No, the West destabilized Arab nations. The West overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh in 53, who was pro-America but wanted to keep the oil money for their people and turn them into an Americanized rich country. And so our government overthrew him. Not our government in total, but the criminals that run it. The same government that has MTV deploying gangster hip-hop targeting non-inner-city kids. I don't call, you know, care what color they are. Let me tell you, all the inner-city mannerisms, all the thug culture, there's a thug culture in white people, thug culture in black people, you name it. Your kid starts adopting that, they'll adopt the friends, they'll adopt the culture, they'll end up in jail. You want to be successful? Stay away from anything on MTV. You want to be successful? Stay away from anything the public schools are promoting. Anything that you see on television. All, the whole agenda. The whole agenda. Be selfish, only care about yourself, be narcissistic. The whole society's coming down, folks. And those of us that work hard, keep our heads screwed on straight, we better start joining together and supporting each other. You better support libertarian media. You better support folks that promote anti-communism and the rest of it, because we have a hierarchical, oligarchy that's totalitarian ruling over our culture. We have rich, ultra-rich that are offshore, above the law, tax-exempt, that want socialism and collectivism and communism to control us, to make us domesticated slaves. It is the oligarchical collectivism, to quote George Orwell. A bunch of communist leaders with private jets and palaces, and all of us live in cardboard boxes, and they call that liberal. No, it is total tyranny.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jamb with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Ira hates
We're going right to your phone calls and then back into news. But breaking in the last few minutes at Infowars.com, Judicial Watch put this out last night. I haven't seen anybody else pick it up. So Kit Daniels wrote a story about it for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. On top of them claiming all the emails got destroyed, and then when they went, well, there's backups on the hard drive, oh, well, those got damaged or destroyed. Now they've destroyed her BlackBerry. The government-issued BlackBerry. It is so obvious that it's obstruction of justice. They've already been caught lying. It's time for her to be indicted by a grand jury. Grand juries in the state she lives can indict her for stuff like this if the feds won't do it. And look at how they've indicted Rick Perry for following state law and threatening to withhold state funding of a state-funded program if the head of the group did not step down here in Travis County. I mean, that's what a governor can do. That's what a veto is for. And everybody knows I'm not a big fan of Rick Perry. He'd have been indicted for pushing Merck vaccine, and you could prove he got money, then I'd be all for it, quite frankly. But they're attacking constitutional government when they do this. But notice, Lois Lerner's not in any trouble. No one, remember a grand jury indicted Bill Clinton? A grand jury started questioning him specifically. And then it moved on to impeachment, but nothing happened. IRS destroys Lerner's BlackBerry during congressional Tea Party probe. More proof of criminal wrongdoing by IRS. Yeah, more proof of a criminal conspiracy to cover all this up. I'll cover it more after calls. Let's go to your phone calls. Bob in Texas, you want to talk about the earthquake? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've got some very interesting information for your audience. Did you know that Mel Gibson, before he was shot down in Hollywood, was trying to make a movie about Fatima?
I did know that he was making a movie about that.
Yes, and do you know what the crux of it was? It was that the third secret of Fatima portended a natural disaster would affect the entire planet.
I knew he was working on that, and I know that's what some of the Catholics that follow that believe. But I think Mel Gibson did get ganged up on, but I think he kind of shot himself down being drunk and, you know, saying some of those things. I mean, you know, that is – and then what he did with his – his wife, I mean, have you heard those recordings? And I'm not, I mean, again, I know the Gibson family. I'm not going to get into it. I've liked Mel Gibson. I like his family. They're good people. I just think that maybe they did go after him as he's making that. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I tried to get a question into you on your Sunday show. My theory is, and it's well supported, that the terrorism was created to get us under control before this natural disaster they know is coming.
Oh, yeah, you called and actually cut you off. That's right. Well, undoubtedly, they feel like they need total control because society is big and complex and there's a lot of danger. And I could see some control and contingency plans for natural disasters or whatever the case is. The problem is the globalists are predatory. They've stolen their money. They're trying to dumb people down, so they have bad will. Like there's goodwill, and then you do something wrong, but it was done in goodwill, still a problem. The globalists are very bad people and are the last folks that I want running things. That's my perspective on that.
Luciferians, we know that, and they know their time is short. And they know this disaster is coming, and they've got to get control of us before they retreat down into their underground bunkers to ride this thing out.
I know this. They've never been building more bunkers than now worldwide. The elite's acting like it's the end of the world or something, and they're digging in everywhere, and they're just don't care what we think anymore, and stuff is getting weird. I agree with you. And the super volcano is showing all the signs. It's active again in Yellowstone, and it will basically destroy most of the country if it goes off. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it is a possibility. They have shark warnings in Florida when you might get a few dozen people bit on the foot every year, maybe one person killed a year off the coast of Florida. They have shark flags for an imaginary threat. But then if you talk about earthquakes, you're a weirdo. When earthquakes kill hundreds of thousands a year. I mean, tsunamis kill tens of thousands a year. And you talk about it, oh, shut up, fearmonger. We already had a reactor hit by a tsunami and an earthquake, and four of the five of the six reactors totally blew up. The fifth was damaged. And the media covered that up. I mean, it's just crazy town. And I just want these reactors shut down that are on fault lines. If they want to build new, modern, safer ones somewhere else, that's fine. Just stop building them on every fault line. You look at a map of reactors, it's like they only build them on fault lines. It's like a crazy person or the devil. I guess this one they're really worried about is in Diablo Canyon. So I guess we're going to come back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Simple, ladies and gentlemen, Americans that love the Bill of Rights and Constitution and who love prosperity and freedom, never start the fight. That's why we can't preemptively go attack countries and claim it's for some greater good, because that violates God's law to not start a fight. Then we end up losing the moral high ground, and we're being maneuvered by the globalist towards destabilization. That's what this is all about. Let's go back to your phone calls. Robert in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate it. I just wanted to, with all the police state news that's going on around, every time I hear somebody talk about it, they always start with the same opening statement. Not all police are bad. But, I mean, every day it's a new story. What was it this weekend, the cop that was the serial rapist? You know, when they line these cops up to go on riot patrol or put people down, they don't say, look, all these protesters, 90% are good, there's only 10% bad. No, man, they, you know, remember the video where they shot the lady with the rubber bullet through the sign? They're all high-fiving. Every time you put that hesitation, you know, all, but there's some, most cops are good. You know, hey, they might be, but where are they? I see no video. I, you know, I hear them. I don't hear any of them coming out. Oh, well, they might lose their job. Well, if you choose money over doing what's right, then you're just as bad as the evil. I mean, if they want to step up, take a stand, say, I'm a cop, but I don't agree with any of this, come out publicly, do it, great. They're the good guy. But as long as they, you, let's go to Star Wars, man. You can't be part of the rebellion and serve the empire. It's impossible.
I hear what you're saying, and if you tuned into my show 10 years ago, you would hear me just yelling and screaming about the police being authoritarian thugs and being militarized and predicting everything that would come. I know it better than anybody. What I'm saying is it has been federalization, federal standards, and federal training that have brought us to this point. The militarization, the us against them mentality, but you also have the degeneration of the general public. And so that's another big manifestation that you're seeing inside of the police departments as well. And so we'll get a lot further with the police pointing this out from an outside the box spectrum than trying to debate it from within, either cops are good or cops are bad. We have a system where the establishment is preparing the country for collapse. And out of that collapse, they will bring the new social order, which I like to use George Orwell's term, is a oligarchical collectivism or a tiny elite using collectivism to enslave and control the public, a new royalty. Because what is serfdom? It's a form of collectivism for the general public with the elite exempt. All over the world, they've militarized police. All over the world, they've gone after free speech. All over the world, they're censoring the internet. All over the world, it's a global standardized program. And they intend for us to have clashes with the police. So they give the police the training and the missions that will make the public hate them. They tell the police, attack the press, and then lie about it. And then they begin to be seen as an occupying enemy. So I'm here just explaining the whole narrative. Separately, I've had police send me some of the best info we've gotten over the years, both federal and local. Local from different parts of the country. I have had military give us some of the best information. The military is the most awake group out there, period. There's not even any yardstick. So as bad as the military's mission is with its leadership, it's the most awake good group because they're so close to it. Secondarily, the most awake group that I've seen and I've witnessed, not just myself but from others, is police. So it's a paradox. It's an oxymoron because they know I'm not lying because they're in the middle of it. And it's always like that. Why do you think Hitler went after the police and military when he first got in to make sure he had it all in line? Why do you think the Soviets did that or the communists in China? Or other totalitarians, or every time there was a coup in Rome, they would wipe out the whole group under them. I'm communicating to the police that I believe they're smart enough to understand this and decompartmentalize and understand that they will be thrown away once this thing comes into place and to let them see how the globalists are manipulating it. If we just come out and say we're in a police state, I mean, I'm Mr. Police State, folks. I'm known for exposing it. I made 4 films on it. It then plays into the us against them psychology. But if we look at the big picture, it will change all of that. Another problem is society is in a depression. We now have cell phones and cameras. So we're seeing things bad cops have been doing forever. We're now just learning about it. So it's a perception that it's getting worse. I mean, I think it's gotten worse in some ways, better in some others. Cities vary. Some cities, the police are just unbelievably corrupt. The public's scared of them. They don't care. Other cities, they're more, you know, Mayberry RFD. It's just that as the police go and as the military goes, so much of the will the country and the world go. And I do see, I mean, look, the problem is cities coming out with microphones under federal grants listening to people. Do we blame the cops for that? Do we blame the cops for having an ordinance against skateboarding down the sidewalk so they arrest people? No, you should change the law. People, when I'm in Barton Springs, say, Alex, get, you know, the cops are here writing us tickets for our dogs off a leash. They are sent there by the Barton Springs management, the aquatics department. I checked into it. They go and complain to the city to tell the police chief, to tell the captain, that Barton Springs doesn't want competition with people using the free part of the springs. And so the city is sending cops who look like they hate their job to write people tickets for their dogs off a leash. We should change the ordinance and designate that an off-the-leash park. So when I'm there once a week or something with my kids, people, when I walk by, Alex, through the fence, because I'll be in the paid part. I don't have my dogs with me. And because I want to swim laps, it's deeper. And they'll say, do something. They're here writing us tickets every day. They're harassing everybody. And I said, you need to go to the city council. You need to make an issue out of this and have this declared a dog park. The greedy, evil city council and the people running the aquatics department, who aren't even bad themselves, a bunch of them are listeners, they are literally, government sees the free area of the Barton Creek spring coming out into the Colorado River. They call Lady Bird Lake. They see that as something they don't control. I mean, for years, they wouldn't let you swim in the lazy Colorado River, which is great swimming from the dam down. Even though if you lived in a house past that, you could swim in the lake. There was no danger, no problem. I've had cops sit there and say, hey, I'm going to write you a ticket for swimming. And I just go, oh, come on. You know there's nothing wrong with this lake. This river, I'm here swimming. And I'll laugh at them and say, if you really want to have a big circus, go get a dive team and fish me out. And then they walk off because they just want to go write tickets to somebody else. Now, if I challenged them and said, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man, they'd probably go get a helicopter or something. But just laughing at them saying, come on, man. You know what people complained? They've now designated areas as swimming areas on the river. So it's us demanding, us not playing games, us not going along with the fluoride in the water or any of it. Austin will have the fluoride out of it when we start suing every city council member that's against it. When we stop playing Mr. Nice Guy, when we go, oh, you add a chemical bought from a Florida company that has hundreds of other compounds in it, so you're not just putting fluoride in our water that Harvard says gives us cancer and brain damage. You're putting other stuff in it in violation of the law. You have to clean it before it goes, but then at the last stage you put this in, you claim some federal mandate waiver, we're going to sue you. I can't do all the fighting. That's what I tell people. I can't go down to the city council and wage some crusade or jihad for 2 years to make them make this a dog park and let you have your dogs off the leash and stick signs there. It's been a dog park since I was 3 years old down there visiting my grandparents. Okay, it should be a dog park. The city of Austin should stop it. But it is a microcosm of the whole thing. But do I just go, oh, there's the cops. I hate them now. No, it doesn't do anything. And does that mean I'm perfect? One day I saw the cops down there when it rained a bunch earlier in the year. This was last year now. On the Barton Creek Trail. And people were down there with their kayaks, and the city had put some swimming ban on there from 2 weeks before when it flooded. There was no flooding. It was crystal clear. They had cops down there in mass, I guess, to make money, just writing tickets to people that were kayaking or swimming. And I was just going to throw up. I said, you're disgusting. And I basically said, write me a ticket, and I was jumping in the water, and they wouldn't give me one. So I get why you're angry, but we need to change it, not just complain about it. Burning down some business doesn't change it. We need to change it every day. I'm sorry, I got a lot of callers to go to. I'm ranting, Robert, but is that, I mean, what do you say to that?
I agree with you. Like I said, I've never agreed to call in business, but it almost like jury nullification. What would change the law faster? Everybody voting or a police force with common sense saying, look, we're not stealing people's money, writing tickets for swimming. Which would change that law faster?
No, you're right. The police forces not writing tickets, and they go, well, it's the law. They knew people didn't go check with the city that they weren't supposed to be swimming in the creek. And the cops should have shown up the first day if they cared when it was flooding. By the way, they didn't. I was down there hiking. They didn't show up when it was flooding and all cool like a jungle. They showed up 2 weeks later when it's all sunny, so they go down and write tickets to people. I know, it's disgusting. Foreign bankers are robbing the country. The illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to fly, but citizens do. I mean, look, the country complies. The country acts like chumps. The country bows to any type of government authority, and so they're running wild on us. All I'm saying is, I've seen cops in Austin, other areas, bugging their eyes out at me, swaggering around, and I walk over sometimes on camera. Now, you're really swaggering like you're a big bully in high school. You know, what's your problem? And usually it's so alien to them, they just freak out and smile and walk off real quick because people are so cowardly. So I get it. Police forces shouldn't be hiring mentally ill thugs. A lot of them are. A lot of forces are run by mentally ill people. And the country's, listen, they're all going to find out when the whole country goes belly up, which we're getting very, very close to right now. We're getting very, very close to that right now. My goodness, let me tell you, when the welfare checks don't show up, or when there's a major earthquake in California, the cops can't and won't protect you, and it's going to be up to you to protect yourselves. I appreciate your call. Speaking of that, it's why people need to get stocked up on vitamins, minerals, supplements, key things like X2, Survival Shield, super high-quality nascent iodine, so key to a healthy thyroid, more at InfoWarsLife.com. People need to be stocked up on high-quality water filters, like the ProPure G2, that's the best gravity-fed filter out there. We've gone out and actually done the test ourselves with major companies to show how these annihilate the competition. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Support us. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Everybody should have storable food. You can buy My Patriot Supply food at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can go right to the source, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, to find their different specials and other preparedness items, or give them a call, 866-229-0927. I think you're crazy if you don't have high-quality storable foods. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service, non-GMO, super high quality, also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Ryan on the topic of 1984. Go ahead.
How much fluoride have you had today? Had drink today, sir?
Oh, I don't think I've had any. I've had some distilled water. I like to mix it up. And then I had some aquapana, which is a good flavored. I mean, I like it. It's not flavor, but I call it the flavor of the water. The taste of the water, I like that particular 500-year-old spring that they've been using in Italy. And I've also, got some Pro One water that I drink at home. I haven't replaced it with a G2. Go ahead.
The iodine's actually done some amazing results for me as far as my mental clarity goes. And I actually called for a number of reasons regarding the 1984. And I'm actually a grad student at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, mastering in accounting. And I'm actually going to be having a weekly radio show kind of similar to yours and talking about some of the same things because we have a college radio station down there where they let the students host.
Good.
You guys are doing a heck of a job. I just wanted to let you know that I was going to be doing that. And regarding 1984, you were bringing up some key elements, and I wanted to add to what you were saying. You know how they talk about the telescreen that follows Winston around with the two eyes? It records everything you say, you do, and you can use it as a communication device. You can use it to get the news. Oh, wait, doesn't that sound like a smartphone? It's already here. And another thing that they illustrate is called the memory hole, where they talk about news, whether you put news in or out, and Big Brother decides whether it was good or bad. You can delete stuff. He controls the past, controls the future, controls the present, controls the past, the timestamps. Isn't that Facebook, Twitter, social media? Do you see that, Alex, or is it just me?
Yes, and they're able through Google and through Bing, Microsoft, all of them, to go in and put in fake timestamps, disappear what they want, change things real time, just like they can have fraud with DNA, they can have fraud with biometrics. All of this is making us less secure, not more secure, and it's being driven by a globalist intelligence, a globalist mindset, a globalist cabal, a globalist constellation of oligarchical totalitarian collectivist.
And another thing you mentioned was the doublethink principle and how it's the art of holding two contradictory thoughts in the mind and simultaneously accepting both of them as...
Yeah, that's called crime stop. Yes, it's a crime to think bad of government or the state. So even if they lie to you, you've got to hold both in your head at the same time. We've never been at war with Syria. We've always been at war with Syria. Syria is Al-Qaeda. Now Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda. 2 + 2 = 5, but if a mathematician needs to navigate a ship, it's okay to say 2 + 2 = 4.
Exactly, and the deeper meaning that they're doing this to, Alex, playing on the subconscious and on the subatomic level a little bit, from what I see, one of the reasons they're doing this, if they dumb people down to the points where they're so socially engineered that they're born into bondage, it's almost like... It says that they have nothing to compare freedom to, and then they'll probably like...
That's right. They've reduced the language down so much through InShock that people can't even be communicated with. It's like trying to communicate with a sheep, not to go into a slaughter pen. It doesn't speak English. It doesn't communicate with you. It doesn't understand. That's what they're doing. Is they have people adapting into slavery.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugs.
drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Is this. The globalists want us to hate them. They want us to get in fights with them while telling us comply all day so that they can continue to have an us against them mentality. And they've had the police arresting people with video cameras, the police violating all sorts of people's rights. Clearly the direction and the education of the police is towards an authoritarian, totalitarian state. But that's coming from the top down. We will get a lot more done pointing that out and dealing with that with their bosses and saying, you're the ones in charge of this. You need to be held accountable. Instead of all these city and county and state and federal leaders acting like the police are all just doing this on their own. Look at this headline out of the Tampa Bay Times. Neighbor calls cops on boy's lemonade stand. Boy's entrepreneurial spirit rankled at least one neighbor. Now, who's bad? Who's bad? The cops or the neighbor that called the police? Well, the neighbor is a horrible person, in my view, and the police are idiots, too. Because in a lot of cities, you can't get the cops out for serious crimes. I had a car stolen in Dallas, and they said, we don't come out for cars being stolen. I said, okay, thank you. Hung the phone up, and Dallas cops showed up saying, why'd you hang the phone up? And they walked into the apartment, my girlfriend's apartment. I had a girlfriend in Dallas back from high school. I was going back to visit her. I was like 20 years old. She's a very nice young lady, as you can imagine, driving to Dallas from Austin. And those cops came in. We're like looking around. So believe me, I get it. You call the cops needing help, you get in trouble. But neighbors call cops on boy's lemonade stand. It seemed like a scene out of a Norman Rockwell painting. TJ served cookies and strawberry country time at his lemonade stand with a wave and a smile. Well, that's till the police showed up and told him you got to have a permit to do that. See, they want you trained to be basically political slaves. Here's another one. Man dies after being tased by police in Florida. They increased the power of the tasers the last 3 years. It was already killing hundreds a year. Now more are dying. Why do they taser you for lesser reasons now? Why are the tasers more powerful? There's smoke. See, we should look at that. But just hating the police is going to do nothing. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Kelly in Texas, thanks for holding.
God bless you, brother. I'm part of the resistance up here in the panhandle of Texas. And regardless of you talking about moving bird feed to Canada, I worked in a refinery up here, oil refinery, have for the last 31 years. Before that, I worked at a steel mill in Pueblo, Colorado that shut down due to, as they say, foreign trade, which that's true because they moved all the steel mills overseas, and they're in the process of doing the same thing with refineries.
That's right. They have carbon rules here where we can't make steel, but everybody in India and China can.
Exactly, and they're doing the same thing with our oil refineries. We hadn't built a refinery in this country since the 70s.
That's right.
And China just put one online here about 3 years ago is 1.2 million barrel a day charge, and they are shipping refined gasoline to our east coast and offloading it, which is
right.
One of our needs.
It is strategic military shutdown of America.
Exactly.
Keep going.
And I'm just telling these young guys I work with that they'll be lucky if they have a job in 15 years if this refinery is still there. Because they are systematically moving everything out of this country, just like they did in Wales. There's a deal they did in Wales, and they did away with all the industry in Wales. Now there's three generations of drug addicts there.
And
it's all by design. That's how you conquer America. I'm going to come back to you in overdrive. Don't hang up. Come back to Kelly to finish. Then Kevin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3151.